This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Weight Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today once again is Dr. Nina Savelle Rockland, a Los Angeles-based psychoanalyst who specializes in the treatment of disordered eating. Dr. Nina writes an award-winning blog, Make Peace with Food, and hosts the popular Win the Diet War podcast on iTunes. You can also watch the Dr. Nina Show on YouTube as well. Dr. Nina, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope all is well. So first of all, Dr. Nina, there's been a lot of coverage in the media lately about eating disorders in men and boys. Why is this becoming more prevalent?
Well, it's a good question, Eric, and I'm not sure eating disorders actually are more prevalent these days. I think it's always been a problem, but a secret, hidden problem, and now it's just that more men and boys are seeking help. I've treated many men, including several in their 50s and 60s, who've battled disordered eating for decades and only recently sought treatment. And even when men have gotten the courage to seek help in the past, the medical community hasn't recognized or considered that men get eating disorders. One of my male patients who struggled with bulimia since he was a kid, and this is a man in his 60s, his late 60s, finally got the courage to tell his physician that he was throwing up on a daily basis. And the doctor presumed this was a physical problem, some kind of spontaneous vomiting or something, and didn't ask whether or not my patient was making himself throw up. He just ordered a lot of medical tests. And needless to say, my patient was mortified and just couldn't bring himself to clarify to the doctor that this was self-induced. So this was several years ago before he came to see me, and hopefully things are changing out there for the better.
And what do you attribute to the shift in attitudes towards male eating disorders?
Well, the good news is that more men are coming forward and speaking out about their experiences, and that's paving the way for others to seek help. Brian Cuban is an author who recently wrote a book called Shattered Image, in which he talks about the 27 years he was bulimic and had body dysmorphia, and no one knew or suspected. Another man, John Buchanan, hosts a podcast called Let's Reverse Obesity, in which he candidly shares his decades-long struggle to overcome binge eating disorder. There are also now new organizations dedicated specifically to men with eating disorders. One is called, appropriately enough, Men Get Eating Disorders Too. And there's also the National Association for Men with Eating Disorders. So these organizations are helping to address the issue. So, you know, male eating disorders have existed all along in the dark, and people like Brian, John, and others are shedding light on the issue and mitigating some of the shame, which makes it a lot easier for other men to step forward and get help.
Now, is there any difference between eating disorders in women and men?
Well, some of the names are a little different. There's manorexia, which refers to male anorexia, but it's still anorexia. And there's bigorexia, which refers to an obsession with being big and muscular. And these are not clinical diagnoses, by the way. So guys may be more concerned with fitness and muscularity than women, but ultimately, eating disorders are about trying to change your body as a way of changing your life or as a way of unconsciously communicating something about what's going on inside. And in that regard, all people with eating disorders are the same, whether someone is restricting, binging and purging, or over-exercising. The behavior is an attempt to deal with psychological conflict through physical action. So people who have eating disorders will often say things like, oh, it's not about that, it's all about the food, it's all about losing weight, it doesn't have to do with anything else. But the reality is, male or female, it is about something else. Whatever's going on with food is a symptom of an underlying problem. It's not the real problem, even though, of course, it sure feels like the real problem. And people have to identify and work through the core conflicts and feelings that lead to the behavior rather than focusing on the behavior or on food or on their bodies.
Today we are with Dr. Nina Savelle-Rockland, a Los Angeles-based psychoanalyst who specializes in the treatment of eating disorders, here on eHealth Radio's Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Nina, what are the particular struggles that men have in terms of dealing with eating disorders?
Well, I recently asked Brian Cuban, who wrote Shattered Image, what he thought were the biggest misconceptions about men and eating disorders. And he told me that most people don't think men have eating disorders, or that only gay men do. And it's certainly not something guys in midlife would be dealing with. And he also said, and this is a quote, he said, "People tend to believe that men who suffer from eating disorders are not real men as society defines us," which is very powerful. And I hear that a lot from men who often feel very alone, as if they're the only guy in the world who's dealing with an eating problem. And John Buchanan from Let's Reverse Obesity, he told me it's a struggle with emotions, that men are not allowed to show certain emotions that could be perceived as his words, feminine. So men have grown up with the message that emotions like anger are maybe acceptable, but anything vulnerable, such as sadness, loneliness, or fear, are not. In fact, the very existence of those emotions is often perceived as weak. And so since eating disorders have to do with emotions on a significant level, this is a significant problem. And one man recently told me, he's like, "I'm a dude. I don't have feelings." And I said, well, dude, yeah, you do, because human beings have feelings and you're human, and those feelings need your attention.
Would you be saying that eating disorders are ultimately all about emotions?
Well, eating disorders are very complex and complicated, and they're ultimately a way of coping with conflicts and emotions. It's not all about emotions, but emotions are a significant part of it. And in our culture, men are expected not to have emotions. And again, as I was just saying, if they do, they're seen as weak, feminine, just unacceptable. And although this message is especially powerful when it comes to men, this is a societal expectation that causes problems for everyone, male and female. You know, angry, you have an anger management problem, go to a class. Sad, you're depressed, take an antidepressant. Anxious, there's a pill for that too. Scared, you know, be strong, fight, don't give in. And even if you're happy, oh, you know, are you too happy? Are you a little manic, hypomanic? I mean, it's no wonder so many people have a hard time recognizing that emotions, needs, desires, and are a part of being alive, not a character defect. And when you can't give yourself permission to express what's going on inside, it comes out in other ways. So instead of expressing emotional pain, some people eat until they're in physical pain, or starve until they're in physical pain. Instead of attending to overwhelming emotions that feel like too much, some people eat too much or tell themselves they weigh too much. Instead of processing hurt or disappointment towards others, they might become disappointed in themselves, for what they're eating, or decide that a perfect body will bring them a perfect life. So these are all ways of displacing feelings, wishes, wants, and needs, and making them into something that's a physical problem. And it doesn't work. You can't resolve an emotional or psychological conflict by taking physical action. And when you don't identify, process, and cope with uncomfortable feelings because you view the very existence of those feelings as weak or wrong, you're vulnerable to turning to eating disorders as a way of dealing with those feelings. So whether you're a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, you have to develop an acceptance of your emotions, an acceptance of your needs, wants, thoughts, and wishes. And when you do that and make peace with yourself, you're far more likely to make peace with food as well.
Very insightful information. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information and also to be in potential contact with you as well?
Well, they can find me on my podcast website, which is winthedietwar.com, and they can find me on YouTube at The Dr. Nina Show, and on Facebook at Dr. Nina Savelle-Rockland, on Twitter at Win the Diet War.
Well, in conclusion, any closing thoughts for the listeners today?
Well, I just have one thing to say about, since we're talking about feelings, as counterintuitive as it may sound, the only way to get rid of feelings is to actually feel them. You can't think them away, push them away, eat them away, or starve them away. So instead of judging yourself for having emotions, ask yourself, what's going on? Are you mad, sad, glad, or afraid? And remember, a feeling is a reaction to a situation, not a reflection of your character. Doesn't make you weak or bad. It makes you human, and that's a good thing.
Dr. Nina, as always, always a pleasure to have you with us, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Nina Savelle-Rockland, a Los Angeles-based psychoanalyst who specializes in the treatment of eating disorders. And once again, the website of reference is winthedietwar.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Weight Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.